This is KUT.
Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. There's a small stretch of 37th Street just off Guadalupe with a Christmas light display that's anything but usual. If you head out to see the lights yourself, you're going to find Baby Yoda, a front yard volcano, and at least a few aliens, all adorned with Christmas lights. We got a question about this holiday tradition for AT Explained from someone who wanted to know who started hanging the lights in the neighborhood. KUT's Jerry Quijano takes us to the 37th Street lights.
I already had plans to head over and see the lights on 37th Street this year. Then someone told me they wanted to come along and check it out. So off we went to explore the street pulsing with color and discover the origins of the lights.
Just say, like, my name is
Anna Quijano.
Wait, do it again.
Hi, my name is Anna Quijano, and we're at the 37th Street light show.
And how do you know me?
I am Jerry's mom.
She'd just driven up from San Antonio, and we're looking out as the darkest part of the night is beginning to be illuminated with glowing bulbs of electric color. There's blue, red, green, yellow, and everything in between.
The lights are connected between right over the street. I mean, it looks like it could be power lines, but they're just like roped from across the street from each other. Looks pretty cool.
She was probably thinking the same thing our question asker Liz Ortega thought when she used to visit the lights as a kid. Yeah, they look pretty and all, but is this safe?
You know, I went with my parents one year and my dad was an electrician and he was like, oh man, this is a fire hazard for sure.
Liz grew up in North Austin and visited the lights back in the early 90s. The festivities along the houses of 37th Street set a high bar for Liz's idea of Christmas. She just assumed everyone in Central Austin loved Christmas this much, but not in the usual Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, chestnuts roasting on an open fire kind of way.
It was like what made Austin weird. It was like one of those things. Like, oh yeah, that's why we call Austin weird, is because we have things like this around the town around Christmas, which almost had nothing to do with Christmas.
And so she wanted to know, who started this odd Christmas-adjacent celebration? Well, one of the people responsible for igniting the tradition is Jamie Lippman. He moved onto 37th Street in the late 1970s. He was stringing up his first set of lights when someone told him to try letting them hang straight down for a change.
I said, well, that's different. So I went with it. And a sort of a tic-tac-toe cross piece that I attached the lights to and then pulled it up with a rope. People could get in the middle of the strings and spin around.
Pretty soon, the other residents on the street started hanging their own lights. Then Jamie and another neighbor decided they wanted their houses to be connected by lights.
Across the road, over someone's house who had no lights, you know, just in the trees, and we connected. And that was sort of the big catalyst for people to, oh, I want to put up lights. I want to do this. So we ran with it.
Jamie says the 37th Street lights hit their heyday in the late 80s and early 90s, but as the light displays grew, so did concern that the whole thing might be a safety hazard. Then the blackout of 1993 happened. Jamie says he woke up one morning and walked out to find a city worker on a cherry picker removing the lights. So as a form of protest, the residents on 37th Street banded together and shut down the whole thing. Then they told upset visitors that they'd have to take it up with then-Mayor Bruce Todd. So they did.
2 days later, they came back and put all the lights back up. And Mayor Todd walked down the street and said, we messed with Christmas. We made a mistake.
The lights burned bright until the mid-2000s when Jamie and some of his fellow neighbors moved out of the area. But thanks to the help of some new people on the block, the past few Christmases on 37th Street have been getting brighter and stranger, and that brings us back to this year. One of the first displays my mom and I bumped into was a science fair put on by stuffed animals.
Which stuffing type exhibits the greatest cuddling force? Do stuffed balloon animals withstand the weather better than traditional balloon animals? What should I put in my pouch? Says the tangy.
Does proximity to stuffed animals affect plant growth?
Charmin bears wear underwear, but not clothing. Why can't we see it?
So, not your typical light show so far.
Not at all.
Not all the houses on the streets are decked out in lights, but a good chunk of them are. People walk along both sidewalks, dipping in and out of yards, while cars drive down the road, moving almost as slowly as the fascinated pedestrians. And the displays, yeah, they're still a little weird.
Santa, what is he doing?
What is he saying?
I can't see.
I think you have an idea.
Oh, he's pole dancing.
We walk down the streets, weaving through the people and houses, searching out the perfect spots for my now influencer mom to snap some photos.
I gotta document some of this on my phone.
Even though I'm doing a story on it?
Yeah, for my Instagram. Hello.
I remember coming here with my family as both a young kid, but then a lot also as a teenager. It was one of my favorite spots to go with many of my friends that lived around this neighborhood.
Robert Foster moved to 37th Street in 2015. He started rattling his neighbors to gauge their interest, and they decided to bring Glory back to 37th Street.
The first year it was very small, but there was just these two kids that were just having the absolute best time of their life right outside my window during the lights. And I just realized at that point that, like, we just had to do it. Like, we had to bring a little weird and a little joy back to Austin.
He says the lights on 37th Street embody the idea that Austinites are just a little different.
We come together. We also come together, and we don't want just to see Santa Claus and, like, a Christmas tree. We want to be creative. We want to be unique. We want to revel in, like, the diversity that the city has.
Some people say there isn't much weird left in Austin anymore. For me, yeah, the lights were weird and they were cool, but what did my mom think?
Would you say that this experience was weird?
Some of it was weird, not a lot of it. A lot of it was just very creative to me. There's a few weird things, but they need to get weirder.
Jerry Quijano, KUT News.
Much more at atexplained.org. I also want to tell you about our January 23rd live show, AT Explained Live at the Hogg Auditorium. It'll be a night of live storytelling featuring 8 never-before-heard AT Explained stories told in sound, images, and music. It's going to be a great time. I really encourage you to come out and see it. You can find details and tickets at events.kut.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.